Welcome everyone to another episode of The Road to El Paso. I'm here with another. Did I say that correctly off the top of my head?
Yes, señor grande pecho.
Are you gonna keep the team name even though he's not in the NFL?
Oh, I think can you say that again?
Are you gonna keep the team name even though he's not in the NFL?
I think I will. I think it really stands out to just be the biggest chest of all. So, gotta stick with the name.
Mr. Big Chess.
He's not out of the league yet. He could come back. I could see him on someone's team.
I thought he was saying, like, what's up, 5 a.m. classes and stuff like that. I see his tweet.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Why is he 5 a.m. taking classes?
It's a good question.
Like, where can you just find an online class that starts at 5?
Probably ITT Tech.
Oh, true. That is funny that he has to go back to Central Michigan. That's the easiest way to start school again.
He should go to Tulsa with the losers.
Oh, man. I'm ripping Tulsa here on the podcast.
I am. I am here to rip Tulsa.
I rewatched that game. I was very impressed. Because, A, I had extended it 30 minutes, and then that failed. Just those 30 minutes only got me to the end of the first, I mean, end of the half. Or the second half, I guess, the end of regulation. So I was missing the entire overtime, is what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
But I had forgotten some things. Like, we had converted. It took us 8 plays to score 10 yards. Like, we were at first and goal. And then on fourth and goal, we got a ridiculous pass interference play for us. So we had another 4 downs. So it took us 8 downs to gain 10 yards.
Guys, that sounds like the Cowboys offense.
That was our first score.
Jeez.
And yeah. That was the
well,
start
maybe y'all should not go to games anymore.
I mean, I try not to go to that game. But Brett would refuse. He told me to get the ticket in town or something like that.
Nice.
Oh, man.
All right. So you ready to rank these teams?
Yeah, these hoes.
I don't know if they're all hoes. But
I thought that was your theme. It's like rank them.
No,
hoes.
So I do have a theme for every team, and I'm going to assign everybody
a number,
a Marvel or DC hero or villain.
Oh,
that represents your team.
Hero or villain? Those are the only two options.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Not sleeper or keeper.
No, no sleeper or keeper. No movies from 1990. That 1994 list was incredible, though. Those are some good films.
You were impressed?
I was impressed. Speed was great. I love Speed.
True.
Who do you have ranked number 10?
I have to look it up. Let's see. I still have Evan.
All right, so for Evan, I've got Cyclops.
What?
He's an old reliable, just like the vets on his team. So if you look at the guys he's got Tom Brady, he's got Jimmy Graham, Jason Witten. He's an old reliable, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's just Cyclops, and he's got that one thing in that he can't open his eyes. Maybe Evan needs to open his eyes to some of his players because they need some. He definitely needs some help there.
Are you saying that he shouldn't have waited till week 6 to complain about the lack of free agents?
No, I'm just saying, Cyclops doesn't have a bunch of power, and this team doesn't have a bunch of power, but it's not winless. It can score some points. Cyclops can get in a good shot too, but right now you're just kind of the guy who's not the most exciting person on the X-Men.
Okay. You're ranking them by X-Men's hero and villain.
No, just I'm going everywhere. You'll see.
All right. Mine is very random and sudden. It is Emily Blunt movies, because that's what I was looking at this morning, because The Rock was showing that Jungle Cruise thing, and I went down this Emily Blunt rabbit hole.
All right.
So I'm just going to go with the Depression Diaries. That sounds like a good way to start for Evan.
That sounds depressing.
I don't know much about this movie other than Jude Law is in it as well as Emily Blunt. But just the title of it is, and the fact that it's 2 hours and 3 minutes. And that's how I feel if I had to like watch Evan's Team in real life.
Okay, you see that, you see the Depression Diaries.
Yeah. With Kenyon Drake, Jordan Howard, Carlos Hyde. Tell me these are people that nobody wants to watch. Derek Carr.
Yeah, Derek Carr's on a bye, so nobody has to watch him. But I'm sure he'll get another quarterback this week. But with Drew Brees and Cam Newton being out, there's not another quarterback on the roster right now.
Well, maybe he's going to get not even Chase Daniel. He's unavailable. Is he going to get Mono Darnold?
Maybe.
Or is he going back to Flacco one more time?
Maybe I don't know. Dwayne, it's going to be a tough choice.
Maybe Dwayne Haskins will finally start.
I would not want my season riding on Dwayne Haskins.
What if he just got Dwayne Haskins and Adrian Peterson?
What is he just like old reliable Cyclops? You could get old reliable Joe Flacco. That's my advice.
I would get old reliable Adrian Peterson, but they're playing the Dolphins. It might just be the
Cyclops of teams. It's just not very exciting, but it's
all right. Who do you have as the number 9 team? I'm assuming you're done talking about Evan's team.
I am. I have the Sewer Rats.
Ooh.
And I've got, or the Sewer Rats 2 to be more specific. I have Brett's team as Deadpool, and that he takes a real beating. And if you look at his points against, it's not the most. But if you know the Merc with the Mouth, he often gets shot up and stabbed, beaten, and his limbs and his head torn off, and that's what probably Brett feels like every week with his 929 points against, which is the second most in the league. But Deadpool's also dangerous, and he often wins. And while Brett Teams doesn't have the wins yet, he definitely has the ability to win since he's also put up almost 900 points for, so he can definitely be dangerous when he needs to be.
Interesting.
And he, and much like Deadpool, who never stops talking, Brett might have an opinion or two about his wide receivers that you'll hear about.
I hear that they're number one quality.
I hear so too. Who do you have? What movie? How many Emily Blunt movies are there?
There's more than enough. She's been in a surprising amount of movies. We're going to go with the 5-year engagement, because this sounds like a time frame of Brett's arc into finally winning in anything, or just, I don't know, just in fantasy football. We can start with that. Like, it's a 5-year window, even though he claims that this is a 1-year project. I don't really buy into that. Like, you could even argue that it's in a decline, but I'm giving him like a second, the third fresh 5-year window. I forgot we're on year 11. So this is, it's like college football, because he loves college football. So this is his third version of Brett Johnstone fantasy football. And like any good college coach, they should reach the peak in 2024.
Oh.
If I predict it correctly.
Okay. I can't wait.
I mean, I wish my computer was working so I could go look at Brett's every 5 years results if they get lived his best years on his 5th year.
I can look that up. You can look at
it's probably seasons. The farthest, furthest from the truth.
Let's see. The 2014 season. Looking back then,
it was probably last.
What was his team name? Sorry, Nahida? Was that it?
No.
Thank you, Julio, who got him almost. It was Julio in the last place.
Oh, no. He was dead last. He was the other way around.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was a Chad Morris 5-year window right there. Oh, no.
That wasn't the year.
Are you still here?
I'm still here. I'm definitely.
Why are you so far away now?
I don't know. It does that sometimes.
Come back.
I'm still here.
Right, speaker.
Eighth place team. The eighth place team I have wait, what is his actual team name?
I don't know who you have. Spartans? Kyle? Are you still here this time? Where did you go? Where did you go?
Hang out. Can you hear me? Test 1, 2.
Oh, you're finally back.
Okay, good. Glad I'm still here.
Where did you go?
I've been right here. I don't know.
Well, you were talking about the eighth team.
Yes, the eighth team is the Spartans.
Disappear again? What is going on?
I don't know. I'm still here. Can you hear me yet?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just not going to move an inch. Okay. So the eighth place team, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Spartans. So I had to go look this one up because I could not find somebody, but there is a DC hero named Spartan in the Wildstorm universe.
What the heck is that?
It's a superhero group named the Wildcats with this guy named John. Who died, and he had to be reborn in an android. And that is the Spartan hero. And it kind of reminds me of Kyle's team, and it feels like it's died a couple of times. But Kyle's team won't die either, and he gets the unicorn back in Chris Herndon this week. What?
You can argue he's on a comeback trail.
Yeah, he's on the comeback trail. He gets the unicorn back. He gets Tyreek Hill coming back soon. He's right there.
I know. Comeback.
So for now, his team is a little bit unknown, like the unknown hero Spartan from DC Comics.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm just going to go off whatever you said for eighth and pick Spartans as well.
Okay.
And my movie has nothing to do with his football team or fantasy football team, but has everything to do with Kyle as a person. Because my movie is The Wolfman, and you know him and Howling.
So, he does howl.
He does howl. So there's no other movie I can think of other than The Wolfman.
Do you think his team howls? Does he have anybody on his team who howls?
I don't know. Does he have anybody that is howlable?
Like, I think. Vander. He was probably howling as Aaron Jones went for 47 points.
True. I'm just going to get Kyle to howl if he wins next week the whole time. Like, I'll just name my team and say my three things, and then he'll just howl. And that's all he has to do, like, 10 times. Like, he doesn't have to contribute at any moment, other moment.
Good. I would listen to it.
I know. Like, you just don't know when. I'll just, like, signal him. I'm like, Kyle, this is time to howl. He'll be like, really? I'll be, yep.
I like it.
All right. So we're next to the patty cakes. That's who I have.
Patty cakes it is as well. Yeah. So the patty cakes, you can probably guess, but I went with the Hulk. This is a pretty easy comparison that this team can Hulk out like any other team in the league because you have the best quarterback in the league. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Who's his quarterback? Oh, Pat Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. If you tell him otherwise, he's going to Hulk out on you. But Patrick Mahomes is also the best. And he has some guys that can Hulk smash your team. And Amari Cooper, DJ Chark, DK Metcalf. He's got big home run hitters. But just like the Hulk, maybe there's a little bit too much rage and you can kind of fall apart. Like when you have to go get Noah Fant and Blake Jarwin to start for you this week.
That is pretty spare. Man. Okay, I'm going with the Emily Blunt classic, My Summer of Love. I did not know she was in that movie, but that describes Grant's team. He was very in love with them. if you didn't know at the beginning of the season, like before even the draft happened, I felt like he already was in love with a team, his imaginary team. And once the draft actually happened, it was full-blown love. And then once the summer faded, his team disappeared. It's no longer a loving relationship, I feel like. It's just like survival now as everybody got hurt and other stuff. What does he tell us every week? Like he loses 4 draft picks or something?
Yeah, the fourth round pick that went away, but then he also lost Philip Dorsett's injury. I think that's it.
I feel like he claims he lost a couple more draft picks every single week.
There was Njoku, and there was maybe Barkley, but he's maybe coming back.
Maybe Emily Blunt has a winter movie that will fit him later.
One can only hope.
Yep. Okay.
All right, number 6. Definitely not Hydra. It's definitely Hydra. So I was going to go with the Hydra person, but I thought it was more appropriate to say Wolverine because hers is the team with the most points against. So much like Wolverine, just getting beaten up and stabbed and shot. But she's got 2 wins, and she also has a bunch of points for, so her team's regenerating like Wolverine, and she's hanging in there. And I don't think it would be a mistake to count her out. So I think she's still got some good weapons here. Matt Ryan's still good. Julio Jones can beat you any week. And, you know, just like even old man Logan, you can't count her out here.
Okay.
Mostly most points against is pretty shocking as everybody's beating up on her team.
Everybody has. I hope it happens one more week because I'm playing her. Come on. Oh, man. Evan Ingram might be out, so I can't start 3 tight ends against her. So sad.
Yeah.
I have the Adjustment Bureau. I feel like her points are going to adjust. I forgot what that movie's even about. Like, it's going to sway the other way.
And they were... Oh God, they ruled the universe somehow? I don't know. That movie was weird.
Like, I just feel like the title tells me that she's going to catch up to, like, the norm of what her team should be. Like, it'll... Just like Brett, it'll even out. Which means I'm going down. Going down. How are there so many Emily Blunt movies is my question.
I'm shocked that he didn't know this.
I did not even think this was a theme until like I just pulled it up to go to my other site and this was the first thing that showed up. Like, oh yeah.
All right. Well, who's your number 5?
My number 5 is the Buffalo Babies.
Okay, so for Buffalo Babies, I look at this team and it seems a little strange to me. So I've got to go with Professor Stephen Strange here, Dr. Stephen Strange.
Okay.
Because you look at the positions, you've got like Dak Prescott, who's a stud, Phillip Rivers, who's okay, last week put up a solid 4 points. You've got some wide receivers that are a little strange, and Calvin Ridley, DeeDee Westbrook, Mohamed Sanu, but then you've got Alvin Kamara, which is great, and then Damian Williams, which is not great. Travis Kelce, which is amazing. Delanie Walker, which is less than amazing. It is 1.5 points last week.
Oh, no.
So it's a little bit of a strange team.
Okay.
But it all comes together. It's magic because he's 3-2.
Damn. So
his spell works. He's got it going. So I picked Dr. Strange because I think I don't quite get it. But his magic's still keeping him alive.
Interesting. That is a true way. My movie is The Huntsman's Winter War and Into the Woods, both of them. Why did we have to do, because it is following your strange thing, why did we have to do a re-up of that whole series with a more like intense version of it, adult version.
I fell asleep in that.
So yeah, I didn't even know she was in both of them.
I didn't know that either.
And I'm trying to think on my feet on how to compare this to his team other than his movies are strange.
What do you think of his team?
It's interesting.
Like, right?
I don't know how it's 3-2. It could right? be like it could be like 1-5 or 5-1.
It really could be.
Yeah.
Like Calvin Ridley can go and get you 22 points one week and follow it up with a 1-point game.
And it's built so weird with like so many tight ends and like quarterbacks and like just like the bench is the most puzzling bench ever. Like I don't know what to say about this bench.
It's kind of strange. It's kind of like Doctor Strange, isn't it?
Everybody but AJ Green is just like a guy that you are like, oh, it's like he's a guy that Evan would really want on the that Evan claims on the waiver wire. Like those were the guys that would be there at 10-team leagues.
I mean, if Dawson Knox is free, hit me up, Chris, because I could use some Dawson Knox.
He's on a bye this week. Can you use him on a bye? I still want him. But this is probably the week to do it.
Good.
Yeah, you lost, dude.
I did. O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shaughnessy. The great O'Shaughnessy. Who do you have as number four?
So number four is your team, the Damn Daniels, who maybe are getting more Daniels this week. We'll see. So I have Professor X. And with that, obviously, you know what you're doing. Professor X is super smart. I think you can sometimes read other teams' minds and maybe you manipulate them into making a trade. I don't know. Maybe somehow you get Evan Engram and Devonta Freeman for a bunch of trash.
It's amazing what you can do when you just hang out with Evan's kid while he's not there and be like, do you see who I'm with right now?
But sometimes you get a little too cute, just like Professor X, and ends up foiling your own.
Come back. Are you back?
Am I here?
You're back again. You left and then you came back.
Came right back, but I was saying, so just like Professor X, sometimes you maybe think a little too far ahead as you traded away Tyreek Hill, and that might come back to bite you.
Yeah, it was Tyler Lockett. I have to really like Tyler Lockett.
You got Evan Engram.
Oh, Tyler Lockett, no.
Probably don't love you trade away Adam Thielen right as he goes off.
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be a public apology.
So maybe really maybe the Professor X overthought things, but, you know, still in fourth place, so it's all very good.
All right. I gave myself Sicario because I feel like I am fighting, like, the whole Mexican drug ring because everybody's against me every week for, like, collusion or some other shit. Like, I'm the targeted man, even though I haven't won in like 6 years, I think, or seven. Just everybody's out to get me.
It's a pretty good way to put it. Everybody is kind of out to get you, man. In that movie, everybody was out to get her. She was just kind of along for the ride, I guess. You don't want to be in that part of Mexico. You don't want to be along for that, ride.
Yeah. The wrong ride to hitch, like a Uber.
So Andy Dalton in the different. Starting spot. And right. See if that if you can trust him against Baltimore.
I don't have a choice. That's what it comes down to. Josh Allen's on bye, and I already don't want to start Daniel Jones against New England with like nobody. Like Andy Dalton probably is the better matchup than Daniel Jones. And I got work to do. It's a do I start Jameson Crowder?
I don't think that's
17 targets again.
You never know. Who knows? Everybody's been beating up on the Cowboys, so if the 14 on us.
Oh man. Which Emily Blunt movie would you watch if they lost the
chips? I would watch that Huntsman movie since I felt way better. All right, so number three, Jake's okay. Boats and Tios, the name that never changes. So for this one, I went with the Magneto yep. because he's super strong. He's always there. He's always a threat, just like Jake's team. It's always a threat. Sometimes he's likable. Sometimes Magneto's on your side. Sometimes you like Jake. But usually his plans fall apart because he relies on unreliable things. And I just look at Odell Beckham Jr. and his 4 points, 3 points, and 8 points. And I see that unreliable part of Magneto's plans right here. But
oh, no.
It probably will, but you know he's going to go out doing what he loves.
And that's why I gave him the Muppets. I feel like that fits Jake's character and personality slash his team. It's all a bunch of fun people.
Like Le'Veon Bell?
It's fun to own the players on his team.
Baker?
No, like Russell Wilson, Odell. I love, yeah, Mr. Dangerously All Talk Baker. Everybody loves Matt Breida until that's he gets true. Hurt. He'll
get hurt at some point.
True. Everybody loves Dallas Goedert. They claim he's doing this great thing until he never gets anything.
Yeah, he had one catch last week.
Yeah, people are like, you have to keep him. You have to handcuff him. I'm like, who the heck handcuffs a tight end? Like, that's how much they love this guy.
Tight end is so thin, you kind of might actually need to.
But he has to start him this week. Who's gonna go chase that guy? That Garrett Everett.
Little $7 waiver hand on Gerald. Don't you worry about that.
Like I'm all lost over that guy. Give it to me.
No, I think he's doing well. He's right up there. He's one of the most powerful teams, just like Magneto. I did.
Ooh. Did you give yourself number two?
Do you already know who
it's? Oh, man, that's a bold choice.
No, it's the opposite of that.
Mark
Captain
Walker.
America, obviously. Because he is built gorgeously, just like Chris my team. Evans. But just like Captain America, sometimes the decisions aren't always the right choice. Definitely hurt myself in starting Corey Davis instead of Robbie Anderson, and that cost me a win earlier in the season. Just like Captain America sometimes goes with his heart.
Corey Davis.
For the right choice. Yeah, I dropped Corey Davis. He was out. He was kicked off of the team. Otherwise, this team's built pretty stacked. True. I mean, I feel like Carson Wentz is good. Rodgers is good. Michael Thomas and Chris Godwin are studs. Austin Eckler was amazing for a while. I think he's still fine. James White's doing his thing. Kerryon Johnson's getting the ball. Like, it's, I think there's a lot of good players here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to not give you this movie that's not even out yet. It's obviously Jungle Cruise because you love The Rock and Titan Games. And that's
you know, the only movie well, she's probably, in with yeah. The Rock.
That's true. And everybody loves Jungle Cruise. The Ride. I don't know about the movie. Kind of like you love Chris Evans.
Good.
And all your players. Well,
like Sarah on top Sarah of it. So, like let me ask you this. Do you know anything about the hero named Squirrel Girl? Squirrel? Like squirrels around
Squall
trees?
Squirrel Girl? So, I don't know anything about Skrull.
Unassuming Marvel hero who has defeated everyone. She's beaten up Thanos by herself. She's beaten Galactus. She's beaten every hero, every villain. She's taken on the whole Marvel universe. She's unexpected. She comes out of left field, and she always wins. And that is Sarah's team, who was unexpected, came out of nowhere, and is 5-0, has a ton of points. And yeah, nobody, maybe nobody can explain it. Maybe she's just not good. I don't know, but she keeps winning every week.
Yep. That's true. She's like been doubted by a lot of people.
Everybody thinks beat up Squirrel Girl, and then they lose.
Yep. Even though Anne Hathaway is the main character in this movie, I'm giving Sarah the Devil Wears Prada because it's like an uphill climb up mean Meryl Streep, trying to push her down and not give her while she rises up the ranks, and she's pretty much killing it. So Sarah is on top for the fourth week in a row. I don't think she was on top in the first preseason thing, but other than that, was she
probably
first for the first week? I don't remember. I'm just impressed. I pulled 10 movies out of my ass with Emily Blunt. Like, I haven't seen half of this shit. Like, Gulliver Travels. She's in that. She's in Sunshine Cleaning, Dan in Real Life. She's in movies I've seen, like posters of.
I thought you would pick the girl on the silent movie. What's it called?
There's too many of them.
Oh, she was in, yeah, A Quiet Place. That's a good spooky one. Good for Halloween.
Do you know there's a second one coming out in 2020?
It's gonna be even spookier.
Ooh.
Just like Sarah's team, I would not want to play her this week. No, I don't. I don't want to play her at all.
Do you play her?
I do. She's in my division. How are you feeling before we wrap up? How are you feeling about the divisions? We've got Division Kyle and Division Grant. Good job with the name, guys.
great names. I think everybody on the Division Grant is just like Grant, where we freaking think our team is better than it is. Like, we all have that overly confident vibe going, thinking that, like, I've heard from our division that we do not think we're the worst division, even though the stats might not show it right now. We definitely think we're more superior.
The Kyle division has a 5-0 team that still has the entire waiver budget. And the most.
But according to Evan, what is he going to spend on that?
He didn't need to spend.
He's going to spend a rainy day. There's going to be a running back that gets injured that none of us handcuffed.
Swooping.
And she's going to, like, just get him, and we're like, fuck.
So let that be.
She's got $100.
If you're
she's
listening,
not waste on Wayne Gallman for a week. I don't know where you went.
How about that?
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why that keeps happening.
That's such a random time.
I think our division's pretty tough. I think we have three teams above 500. The Grant division does not, but you'll do have a ton of points against. You'll have a 950 and a 920, and we don't have anybody with that with 900 points against.
That much firepower. So much FP.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Thanks for coming on and enjoying the Emily Blunt ride you didn't know you were going to get tonight. Just like I didn't expect Marvel.
Every hero.
X-Men. Yeah. Oh, every hero. True. At least Brett will understand when I said Mark Wahlberg and I meant Chris Evans. So at least I'll get one person on their voice.
Pour one out for O'Shaughnessy. He will be missed.
Oh, no. What if O'Shaughnessy outscores O.J. Howard?
Probably will happen.
O'Shaughnessy, that would be amazing. You don't want O.J. Howard for the price of nothing? I wonder what Chris would give up. I mean, want for O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard is not in the top 25 points. Yes, he is at 17 points. He has actually just about half of what O'Shaughnessy had.
I know. He might not make it there this year. Oh, man. And O'Shaughnessy's going to come back early from his ACL and finish out this year. I love how he never got a zero, but never got more than eight.
5-4, 8-8, 7.
Yeah.
It was a very tight race. That's enough to get you the 12th best tight end. So that's how good the position is this year.
Oh, man. I think we started the two tight ends when it was a big thing for NFL, and now it's no longer a big thing. It's more like 14th
best tight end, but still, tight end. Still pretty good. Yeah, he's top 15. And we're starting 30. So, or no, we're starting 20. Sorry.
Yeah, he's half. Yeah,
we have probably like 40 roster.
All right, we'll take a vote at the end of the year if we still want two tight ends. We tried it twice, I feel like, and every time I get out.
Try again next year.
For yes. It's our identity.
Thanks, everybody. All right, thanks have for a great coming on. Day, night, evening, whenever you listen to it. I hope it's great.
I hope it's great as well.